This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 15th of May, 1957. The title of this lecture is Dummy Auditing Step 3, Duplication. This lecture is 17 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Arrow Productions.
And I want to talk to you now about dummy auditing, step number 3. And this interesting dummy auditing step has a villainous and vicious goal. It is a very, very bad dummy auditing step. It makes somebody duplicate. Perhaps the genesis of this step was way back in 50. And we found out that auditors, in order to be interesting, would vary their patter. And every time the patter was varied, every time the auditing command changed, the preclear received a little jolt. There was an upset because of it. Long time ago, we would have considered it fairly legitimate for an auditor using the auditing command, do fishes swim, to say, by the way, do finny creatures wiggle in the water? And next time say, does the finny tribe bathe? And next time say, what brands of fishes are there progress from point A to point B in liquid habitats? That would possibly have been legitimate. We don't do that today. We do a horrible thing. The auditor says, do fishes swim? And just to vary it, he then says, do fishes swim? And just for good wild variation, he says, do fishes swim? Now, you'll find that at first it is necessary for you to vary your voice tones in order to keep each command separate. And this is where we learn why we were so insistent on one command in one moment of time back in Dear Alice, Part A. Because we don't repeat the first Do Fishes Swim another 1,000 times. No auditing command should ever depend for any of its meaning on any other auditing command ever uttered. Each one exists theoretically and purely in its own moment of time and is uttered itself in present time with its own intention. This is quite important. Do you know that the basic auditing process of CCH does not work unless each command is in a separate unit of time? And that's a silly thing like give me your hand, thank you. And if you run it this way, give me your hand, thank you, 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 it's not therapeutic. You know, nothing happens to the preclear. Why? Well, we've got a machine which is repeating the first, give me your hand. We have a machine. And this machine is simply repeating it over and over and over and over. We're not saying it. There's no intention there. Do you know that if you told somebody to give you his hand with enough intention behind it, do you know that his body would respond to it without any via through the thetan? In other words, you said to somebody, give me your hand. The body obeys. Obeys the intention. Body doesn't obey the words. Body obeys the intention to extend the hand. Quite interesting. Therefore, each auditing command must be in its own unit of time. And when you are asked to express an auditing command with the same words over and over and over, Each time you must express it in present time as itself with its intention. It isn't just a long duplication of it, but just duplicating something over and over and over is sometimes so trying that people wonder how auditors ever arrive at all. It'd just be impossible. Nobody could sit in a chair and say each time with a new intention, "Do fishes swim?" for 75 hours. Nobody could do this. It's beyond human possibility, according to some people. But the trick is that if it's always uttered in present time, it could be said for 1,075 hours. It's only when it's repeated, only when the first command is repeated over and over, when no new intention arrives, that it becomes very arduous. Only when it goes onto a machine does it become almost impossible to do. Communication is reached by control plus duplication. At first, you will find that to make each utterance of the command different in its own unit of time, you will use different voice inflections. Do fishes swim? Do fishes swim? Do fishes swim? Do fishes swim? And that will tell you that each one was different than the last. But as you come up the line on this, you'll find out that you actually could pattern the same tone and each time have it entirely new. It would be very incorrect, very, very incorrect to teach this, to have the auditor each time duplicate his own voice tones as they were the last time. Because that's making an auditing command depend on the last auditing command. We couldn't care less. After a while, you couldn't care less either what voice tone you're uttering it in, but each intention is new and fresh. The intention is to ask and get an answer to this question, do fishes swim? Then each time you utter it, it is uttered newly and in its own area of time. You understand that? That's really the only stress there is. One command per unit of time. Each command separate, and each command containing the words, quite incidentally, do fishes swim. Now here we get our first little look at duplication. And here we learn a great deal about the actual duplicative factors of communication. We find out that in having to duplicate, we think, we actually lose some of the communication at first. You know, it's utterly idiotic. How could you possibly maintain ARC and therefore, of course, interest? Asking a person over and over this silly question, do fishes swim? Do fishes swim? Do fishes swim? Do fishes swim? Over and over and over and over and over. Who could do this? Well, actually, interest in communication has everything to do with the intention to be interesting and very little to do with text. Now, furthermore, it is not the auditor's job to be interesting. That'll be a horrible shock to you one day when you suddenly realize that. Being interesting is a part of the communication formula, but to an auditor, the least possible part. As far as the preclear is concerned, he's not there to interest and intrigue the preclear. Right away, people think they are. If they place two people in chairs facing each other, these two people, each one feel the compulsion to be interesting to the other. That's not auditing. That's being interesting. That's being social, so on. So if a person has any difficulty doing step three, do fishes swim, actually the instructor would be perfectly in order if he simply told the person to sit in that chair and told some other student who wasn't doing too well, or just some other student, to sit in the other chair and told them to just sit there and look at each other without saying a thing or being embarrassed or anything else. Interesting drill, if you think of it. This actually undercuts dummy auditing step number one. But we do have variation and therefore interest in the first and second dummy auditing steps. But now we reach this one, and it is utterly devoid of interest. We're saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over. And if a person can't do this, he probably has the compulsion to vary, to alter his, to be interesting. And he wouldn't be able to do easily this one. Just sit in a chair and face another human being and not say a word and not do a thing, but just sit there and look at the other human being. And if I were coaching someone who had difficulty in repetition of steps, I'm afraid that I would do that for an hour or two of that day. All right. It is absolutely necessary that an auditor be able to duplicate. But answer me this. Is a person who is saying something in present time each time really duplicating the last moment of time? He really isn't, is he? And so this duplication that we do in Scientology means only the ability to apparently duplicate while being in present time. The greatest motto of experience and the life we have lived is this. The big motto that people have is, I won't ever do that again. The one thing your mama wanted you to promise, if you did nothing else, if you lived a completely sinful life, mama still wanted you to learn by experience, which is to say that when you did something wrong or did something, you weren't ever to do it again. She hoped perhaps you would eat enough candy to make you so sick that you wouldn't wolf candy again. To eat enough ice cream so that ice cream would make you green enough so that you wouldn't make a pig of yourself over ice cream again. So that you would become so embarrassed and lose enough friends so that you would not do that evil thing again, whatever it was you did, and thus learn by experience never to do it again. And this is experience talking. One thing you must understand that experience teaches you is never to do anything the second time. This doesn't necessarily mean that all experience is painful, but people who are having a hard time tend to believe that it is. And when they begin to depend upon experience and stand by this lesson of never doing it again, they can no longer duplicate. And what do you know? They can't communicate. Also, their bank jams. All sorts of interesting things occur. All moments become one moment. One moment becomes all moments. Identification takes place all over the place. And just the action of repeating something like, do fishes swim, as an auditor with the full intention, remembering what we already learned in dummy auditing step one and dummy auditing step two, has a tendency to unjam the time track, has a tendency to do a lot of interesting things, which you should know that that's what it's going up against. It is violating all of that hard-won experience that you have accumulated in the last 76 trillion years. If you believe in E-meter, you're 76 trillion years old. And all that hard-won experience, all that wonderful, wonderful lot of mess that you got into, added up completely to never do it again. And so you've been taught not to live, which is what happens when you get experience. And when you can duplicate an auditing command over and over again, you will find out that auditing does not become a painful experience. A person who can do this well, by the way, never gets restimulated. Why should he? He's not in the moment of time in which the restimulation took place. There's a more basic step to this particular one, by the way, which is to pat the wall 5 times and then distinguish one of the pats from the rest. An instructor can do that on a student with some profit. Pretty soon the student can tell all 5 pats apart. And when the student can tell them all apart, even though they sounded all the same, he can also duplicate an auditing command in present time all the way. I've broken cases with that one, by the way. And so we have dummy auditing, step number 3. And in spite of the duplication taking place, each time we want the command newly uttered in present time, and we want the command to reach the preclear. And of course, we acknowledge, as we learned how to do yesterday. Thank you.